This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the cattle, beef has priced itself out of the market relative to pork and will eventually have to buy its way back in. I watched the weekly ad features. The best pork chop is still $1.99 a pound. One retailer is resorting to a few new tricks. They're offering bone-in New York strips and ribeyes for $12.99 a pound. Leaving the bone-in means that they get to sell the bone for $12.99 a pound. They're also featuring Angus Reserve steak. That sounds like a good piece of meat, but it is select quality. They're selling steak in 8-ounce portions, selling bones, and selling select quality, all to keep the sticker shock down for consumers. Beef has not really priced itself out of the market until the product market confirms it so. No sign of packers slowing the kill. Feedlots went weak kneed this week, with cash sales reported sharply lower than the previous week. The herd spooked with the trade in a hurry to sell discount to cash before the cash gets there. Traders are trying to discount where June live cattle will be trading June 30th when the contract expires. That is really when the basis needs to be in line. The industry is not in that much need of selling cattle cheaper, but if they do, then it will help them down the road with the market. The headline read, Trump holds China's feet to the fire on beef deal. They finished the protocols for reopening U.S. beef trade with China. Cattle must be under 30 months of age, never fed beta agonists, and their birthplace must be known. This wasn't about holding China's feet to the fire. What concession did they actually make? They got every restriction put on the beef trade that they wanted. They conceded to reopen their beef trade as a move on the chessboard. They wanted to give the impression that they made a concession that the Trump administration can talk up in order to give appearances that they are opening their market. They're a long ways from doing so in general. It was like throwing a dog a bone to distract it. It is a bone rather than a steak, as the market comes with restrictions so that most feedlots will not comply with them. We cannot even export to China the New York strip that Trump fed Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago when he was there. The NCBA called it getting our foot in the door, and that's about all it is. The door is narrowly open. The restrictions add costs, so U.S. beef will be priced at a premium in China, which is also another barrier. Greater Omaha Packing Company was all set up with ractopamine-free origin-identified beef to put on a plane to send the first U.S. beef to China. Like that won't be real expensive stuff after being life-flighted. The problem is that we will not get much volume out of this specialty item. If flying beef to China from a plant in Nebraska that kills specialty cattle is their idea of opening the U.S. beef market to China, it lacks necessary depth. Somehow I don't see as how the Chinese middle class will be able to afford it. On the grains, the May NOPA crush was reported at 149.25 million bushels, which bested the trade estimate of 143. The larger crush makes for a plentiful supply of soy meal. Soybean oil stocks were reportedly higher than expected, but that was the product market that has led the rally during the week, posting a new high for the month. Soy oil exports were larger than expected. There's still optimism for soy oil that it will benefit from a limitation of Argentine imports. RAG biodiesel stock acts like it still expects something from Congress to benefit biodiesel. Green Plains Renewable Energy ethanol stock is still being weighted down by the oil market. The irony with wheat prices is that price gains here without corresponding strength elsewhere in the world. Prices are wheat out of the global export market. The near-term weather forecast looks great here through next week, with highs in the 80s and chances of rain. That is not the general soaking rain that would help firm confidence in crop condition. The National Weather Service forecast for the summer went for above normal temperatures, which turned off the selling. With neither the SOI or ENSO in a solid El Nino or La Nina position, the forecast lacks high reliability. That is why even Dr. Elwin Taylor's yield forecast is pretty much 50-50 odds of a trend line plus yield. A 54% chance of 172 bushel per acre relative to a 46% chance of yielding less is not something Las Vegas would get excited over, yet a lot of farmers have huge sums bet on it, but the market rarely takes them along. Bulls need something weather-wise that funds will cover shorts in a big way to respond to. A footnote on hogs, we got some October lean hog hedges on this week. What concerns me was the news that the Sioux City plant startup was being pushed back a few weeks. That is typical with startups. Not everything goes as hoped and they get delayed. When they schedule new hog production for these plants, startup delays can back up hogs. And when that happened, weights increase and all sorts of negative things can happen to the market. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.